When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, we're here on episode 129. And today we're going to be talking about the three reasons why people aren't buying from you. And if you are ever looking for trying to get customers, you're trying to get people to see your products, you're trying to just get your name out there, right? That's what we all try to do in our network marketing businesses. We want to get our name out there. I remember way back in the day when I was trying to quote unquote get my name out there, I used to go and check out books from the library so I could put in my business cards inside the library books. Nothing ever happened from that. I also remember one time I took a bunch of samples with my business card, and every time I would go to Walmart, I would like leave it on people's cars. And then when I would come out of Walmart, I'd go down another row and like leave it on people's cars. And like, that was my thing because I had to get my name out there, right? The problem with doing all of those kind of strategies, even like leaving your catalogs, when I would go on planes, I would leave my catalogs inside this, like the back of the seats and all of this stuff. The problem with all of that is you are marketing to the masses, and you cannot market to the masses. You will never, ever, ever be successful marketing to the masses. It's just not going to work. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough time there. It's just not going to work. So what are the three reasons why people are not buying from you? Well, the first one is because you don't have a target audience. What does that mean? That means, who is your person? Who is your avatar? Who's your target audience? Who is the person that you're really trying to help? That's the thing that you need to identify first. Who is that person? What's your target market? Because when you're just leaving business cards in library books or leaving your catalogs at doctor's offices, things like that, you're marketing to everyone. You're not marketing to your target audience. So you need to know, who is it that you are marketing to? And you can't just say like, oh, I'm marketing to moms. Because that's like, what? 40% of the population, maybe. You need to go more granular than that. So I want you to start thinking deeper and deeper. Who is that person really? What is it that they do? Are you helping women that are like from 20 to 65? That's probably a little bit too broad. But if you say, I only want to talk to women who are between 20 and 35. They at least have two kids. They live in suburbia. They shop at Target. They are trying to find a way to help make some extra money because they are the stay-at-home moms, right? So now I'm narrowing it down more and more, because you want to get a very small piece of the population. And I know this sounds a little bit counterintuitive, because you're thinking, wait, I could help everybody, right? There's so many people that I can help. But you need to have something very specific that you're helping people with. So it's just like if you think about, let's say that someone is a really good knee surgeon, let's say. And that's what they specialize in. And they're like, well, we make good money as a knee surgeon, but I want to go out there and I want to help people who have broken their legs. And I want to help people who have bad eyesight. And I want to start doing eye surgery. And I also want to help people that maybe they have something wrong with their brain, so I can go and help them with that. And blah, 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 blah. And they start taking all of these other pieces on, like, do you want a doctor that's like, oh, I do everything, Or would you rather, if you have a very specific problem, go to a doctor that specializes in that one thing and they're really good at that one thing? Now, can that doctor help other people with other things? Of course. But are they really good at those things? No. So this is a way that you can be really good at one thing and you start helping those people. So you got to identify who is your target audience. That's the first reason why people aren't buying from you. Second reason, no one knows who you are, right? This goes into why we need to quote unquote get our name out there. But how do you get your name out there? Well, this is how you do it. You identify what is that one problem that you solve. And that's the only thing that you ever talk about is that one problem that you solve. So here's an example for you. One of our clients has gone through all of our programs and she focuses on people. She focuses on people who want to lose weight with a keto diet. So yes, it's people who want to lose weight, but she takes it that one step further where she only helps people do it through the keto diet. That's it. That's very specific, right? So now when I hear of people who want to go out and they say, you know, I want to lose weight. I want to try out this keto diet. I've heard so much about it, but I don't know what to eat. I don't know what kind of recipes to make. I'm like, oh, you got to check out her website and you got to be in her Facebook group and you got to look at all the things that she does. Yeah, she's going to help you because she solves that problem. She helps people with the keto diet. So that is how you get your name out there because you have the one problem you solve. Everyone knows that that's what you are all about and you are going to be getting a ton of referrals. Then when you do posts on social media, you do all of that kind of stuff, then you are going to be able to be seen as the expert in that one thing. So number three, last thing. The third reason why people are not buying from you is because you are not communicating your value. You are not showing people that you have the solution. So once we know who we're talking to, then we know the problem we solve so people can start seeing us as the expert in that. Now we got to start giving people value. This is where we do our arrows out marketing, where we start thinking about how can the unique gifts, talents, and strengths that I have, how can I use all of those things to go out and serve others and help others and bring them value regardless on if they buy from me or not? And when you come from that place of a servant heart and you start showing people the value that you truly have, you are going to be able to get customers because the right people are going to be coming to you. They're going to know exactly what it is that you do and how you help them. And they know that you help them because you are providing them with value. So those are the three reasons why people are not buying from you and what you can do now to change that so people will start buying from you. If you want more tips like this, make sure you join us inside the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group. We do a ton of trainings in there and different lives, and it's a community of about 14,000 network marketers that all want to build their business authentically, not be spammy, and learn tips just like this. Thank you so much, and we'll see you guys all on the next episode.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better. help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.